Hello, my friend. My name is Minnie Van Lee, and you're listening to This Nomad Life. What's a nomad? A lot of people ask me that, but we're going to talk about all things nomad, being a nomad in America. So let's go. Hi, everyone. Let's just get started. Let's talk about health. I mean, there's so many sayings about health. You know, you have nothing without your health. Your health equals your wealth. But for a nomad, our health can be a little bit more in danger because we're living in a vehicle. And one of the reasons that we have to really be careful is because we're outside so much. A lot of things can go wrong when you're out in nature. I find that I'm in nature. I mean, I don't want to be in my minivan all the time. As they say, a nomad lives out of their vehicle, not in their vehicle. So much more than when I lived in a bricks and sticks. Oh yeah. I love spending time in my minivan, but I need to get out of it too. I need to walk around. When I was in my bricks and sticks, I could walk around my house, but I can't walk around my minivan. I just can't. As much as I'd like to try, I can't. Now, a lot of you nomads, I mean, come on, you guys have like sprinters and you have class A, B, and C, and you can walk around, but I can't. And I'm going to imagine that a lot of you who are in rigs that you can walk around in, you're still going to be outside quite a bit. So we're outside, and there are a lot of things that truly we need to be careful of. Well, for one, sun exposure. We need to be careful about sun exposure. We need to have sunscreen on. Now, I used to think poorly about sunscreen. I would think, well, there's so many more. I would rather have the sun and the UV rays get on my skin than to be lathering on toxins all over my face and all over my arms. Yes, sunscreen does have toxins in it, but I just think it's better. Skin cancer is a real drag, I would imagine, and there's no way that I would want to hurt my skin. Plus, it does eat away at the collagen, which means saggy skin, lines in your face, sunspots. Oh yeah. Now guys, you have to worry about those things too. You gotta be handsome for the girls, just like the girls have to be handsome for the boys. So yeah, you don't want your face getting all leathery, getting sunspots everywhere. He was a nomad, and now he's into solar. I remember way back, if you know Will Prowse, he's written the ultimate book about solar. He's on YouTube, and he does a lot of research on solar. I remember way back when he was a nomad, he did the What I Hate About Nomad Life. You know, every nomad wants to do one of those. Well, one of the things that he did not like about the nomad life was the fact that he said nomads get spots on their face. Well, it is true. I've gotten more sunspots on my face since. And if you've been watching my YouTube channel lately, I've been buying some good face creams. I've been following Dr. Dre. She's on YouTube. She's a dermatologist. And she has recommended what I need as a woman who's a little bit older. So I've been following her advice. My daughter turned me on to Dr. Dre. So she's really great if you want to check her out. So what else about being outdoors? What about the insects? Oh yeah, you got more bees flying around. So if you're allergic to bees, which I'm not, I do love bees. Did you see the video that I did? I filmed bees in slow motion, and it's on YouTube. So you got to check that one out. That's a really great video. And I've got them flying in slow motion. It's really beautiful. And I love bees. I think of myself as the bee charmer. I'm not afraid of them. I've never been stung by them. And I just, if they come near me, I just move my arm around a little bit to let them know that I'm a moving piece of equipment here. And you might want to move. So you do have insects. You've got spiders that you can be bit by. You've got mosquitoes. As a nomad, you can, we're opening and closing our vehicle doors quite often. It wasn't too long ago that I opened one of my bins, cleaning it out, and out walked, I looked at, and they were all going in different directions. I found three spiders, three different types of spiders, not just three, you know, three of the same. No, they were in this bin. They had crawled in there and they were just hiding in there. Well, one of the spiders was, I'm in a Nevada area, northern Nevada, and one of them, there's these white spiders and they act vicious. They're not poisonous, but they do act vicious and they'll just want to gnaw at your skin. So I was like, I got all three of them, bam, bam, bam. I'm not opposed to killing an insect. Some people are, I'm not. And then you also, well, you do have ants. You have to be careful with ants getting inside your vehicle. What they can do is, sometimes what I do is I spray around the tire areas. And when I'm going to be parked for a while, because what they'll do is climb up on the tire and then climb up in, and they'll find an opening to get into your rig. Now, why don't I want insects inside my rig? Well, for one, I don't want to be sleeping when there's bugs inside my minivan. Oh no, that doesn't sound like fun. No, I didn't. Of course it's not. I don't sleep with my mouth open. But my nose and my ears are open. I can't close those. And I don't want to wear earplugs, you know, because I'd like to be able to hear what's going on outside. So, no, I don't want ants in my rig. I don't want spiders in my rig. No, no, no. So you got to be careful. But being outside, you have to be careful. Now, this seems intuitive. To not stick your hand in little holes in the ground, or stick your hand in the crevices of trees, or stick your hand in like just grabbing a rock and picking it up without looking underneath it. I mean, there could be a scorpion, there could be a spider in there, and it sounds so intuitive, it sounds so obvious not to do things like that. But you know what? It was the other day, and I actually did a video, and it was a huge tree. And the bark had all these big crevices in it. And I stuck my hand in there to show everybody. I go, look at the bark. And I'm thinking, wow, I just stuck my hand in there. And I didn't even think about it. So even when things seem obvious for us, because most of us are adults, but sometimes we need somebody to remind ourselves that don't do things like that. Think before you do something like that. It's like a stop, look, and listen when you're outside. Because there could be insects. You don't want to get bit. And if you can't see what you were bit by, and then you start feeling ill, it could have been a black widow, it could have been a scorpion. So be careful. And then you've got mosquitoes, West Nile virus. I mean, it does sound scary out there, and we have so much fun. Nomads, we all have so much fun outside, but we do have to stop, look, and listen. And now I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to list our sponsor. I have a challenge for you. Go to YouTube.com or open your YouTube app and search for Minivan Lee. I'm there. Subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. I've created oodles of videos about my nomad life. I share ideas about how to stay squeaky clean in my minivan and how to cook on the road and many other essential activities to live a fun life as a nomad. I'll make you laugh, I promise. So I challenge you to go to YouTube and find me, Minivan Lee. Just type it in, Minivan Lee, L-E-E, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Welcome back. I'm talking about being outdoors for nomads and why we have to just be a little more vigilant about what we're doing while we're outdoors, because we spend so much time outside. Another thing too would be the cold. We're coming into fall weather at this point, so we need to be dressed properly. Don't forget the gloves. Don't forget putting on a scarf. Don't forget the shoes and the socks. Being inside our rig, some of you with real fancy rigs, your Sprinters and your Class A, Bs, and Cs, you're going to have heaters available to you inside. You can turn it on. It's more like a house. But if you're in a minivan or an SUV, it's going to get cold. I think it's a good idea to make sure that you have enough blankets, put your socks on, dress properly before you actually go to sleep. Check the weather for the next day. That would be a really good idea. Carry enough blankets. Get out your winter clothes. My winter clothes in my minivan are buried kind of down inside the well where my third row seats were. They're gone. I took them out. So I'm going to have to kind of go inside. I'm going to have to take some things out and get out my real winter clothes, like a scarves and some of my good gloves and hats, things like that. Now, I always keep some of my winter clothes out, like my turtlenecks and a couple of fleece outfits. But buried under in that well, I actually have a really nice fleece-lined, comfortable pajamas. Well, they're actually regular clothes, but I use them only as pajamas because I bought them kind of big so I could move around real well in case I needed to go inside my sleeping bag and it gets really cold. So you're going to have to make sure that you get out all of your winter clothes. Look now for sales if you need to go to secondhand stores, if you need to replace anything. It's going to be important to be warm. Dress warm. I mean, we don't have our mommies and daddies anymore to say, you need to put this on. You need to dress more warm. We think we're so big and we're so responsible. But I've seen a lot of even seniors, and I know you're not all seniors. Oh, no. And even at 30, you might think, oh, I'm not going to dress properly. Who cares? And you're just going to hop in if you're living in your house. I've seen my children do it. They'll hop, they'll go out in their flip-flops and they'll hop in their vehicle. And I'm like, whoa, it's really cold outside. Well, they're just going to run to the store. What if you get a flat tire? What if something happens and your car stops? You're going to freeze to death while you're waiting. So I think for anybody, I mean, even your adult children, 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, sometimes we just need to be reminded of these things. Dress properly. Put shoes and socks on. Okay, now, what are we going to do about heat if we're in our minivans? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I have a Mr. Heater, and I have the small one. I do have the golf cart version, but I'm sorry I bought that one, but it's okay. I got a regular stand for it. The golf cart Mr. Heaters, they're small. And then there's another series that's small also, but it comes with a stand. And I should have originally bought that one. What I found was the golf cart one comes with a cup holder adapter. So you put the cup holder adapter in your cup holder in the back of my minivan here, because I do have cup holders here. And I set it in there. But what I found is that It was way too high up, and I could have actually burned the top of my minivan, the roof. So, wow, I got rid of that adapter, and I had to go on Amazon, and I went ahead and bought a nice stand for it. So in my minivan, I put it on a stand, but I only put it on the floor here if my bedding is all folded up. Now, in my minivan, if you're new to who I am as a minivan dweller, I did not do a build out. So I'm going to suggest that you go to my YouTube channel and search for Minivan Lee, and you'll see how inside my minivan looks. I mean, it's a lot of fun in here, and I have a lot of room. But I'm a small person. I'm 5'3". I weigh about 135 pounds, and I'm pretty small, and I'm pretty agile. I don't have any health issues, and I exercise regularly, and you'll see that too on my YouTube channel. I actually have enough room to use my little heater, Mr. Buddy Heater. I think the smaller ones are Buddy Heaters. The name brand is Mr. Heater. Also, I have a really nice sleeping bag. Now, in the summer, I sleep on top of my sleeping bag. It's so thick. It's so comfortable. But it is a minus 25 Fahrenheit sleeping bag. Now, how do those work? It means you won't die if it's minus 25 degrees. You won't die. Now, are you going to be comfortable if it's minus 25? No, you're not going to be comfortable, but you won't die. And that's how the settings go. That's how they rate them. They just don't want you to die. So if you're going to be in, I'm going to say, when I was in Ohio and it had started to become winter and I was still there, I knew I was going over to Arizona, but I was still there. I knew that I needed to get this sleeping bag. So I went really low, the minus, a big minus on my sleeping bag, because I knew that it might get down to, before I leave, it might get down to like 17 degrees, maybe even 10 degrees. So I wanted to make sure that I was going to be a little comfortable. And I'll tell you what, I am very, very cozy inside my sleeping bag. If you go on my YouTube channel and you click on one of my videos, you'll see this little teeny, like it almost looks like a little triangle. Click on that underneath the video window and it will bring down the description. And in there I have Amazon links. And that sleeping bag is right in there. So now let's go to another break and let's hear from our sponsor. And now for challenge number two. Go to YouTube again, Minivan Lee, and click on one of my many videos. There's a teeny tiny little upside down triangle. It's called a carrot symbol, but it's not really a carrot. And it's on the right side under the video window. So click on it and you'll find the video descriptions, the details. Scroll down for Amazon links to all my favorite items and gadgets that I use on the road in my minivan life. So when you use my Amazon link and order a product within 24 hours, I receive a small fee. This helps me support my minivan life, my nomad life, and the video world so I can bring you videos and podcasts. Even if you don't purchase that particular product on my list, as long as you went through my link and purchased anything else, within that 24 hours, I receive a small amount. I appreciate your help. Now back to the show. Okay, let's get on with it here. What about injuries? We're outside a lot. We can step on a rock, just sometimes even a little rock. We can step on it wrong and we can kind of twist our ankle. If we are not in the best of shape, we don't have really good muscular ankles, I mean, we can twist it and we can sprain it. And we might be out of the game for a while. It's not fun just sitting in your minivan or sitting even in, if you have a larger rig, just sitting there all the time, hoping that it's going to get better really soon. Hopefully it does. What about balance? I've seen seniors with less than good balance and they can fall. That would be terrible. But you know what? I've seen some young people with really horrible balance also. I think in our world, we have so many people on our devices and we're not getting out and exercising as much. Now, oh, there are a lot of people that do exercise and on a regular basis, but there's a lot that don't. Yeah. I'm 67 years old, and I have seen many young folks that are in way less shape than I am. So, but that's because I make sure that I am in shape. So I do have good balance, but you know what? I can still trip over something. Oh, yeah, being outside, and that would be really bad. I could go down on my knee. And that actually happened about 9 months ago. I did fall, and I did hurt my left knee. And I had to be careful with it. It took a good almost 2 months to completely go away. I would not give it 100% until I couldn't feel anything. And that was a good 2 months before that happened. So here's my suggestion on falling and balance. Wear proper shoes. Oh yeah, wear proper shoes. Wear socks too. Flip-flops, throw them away. Do not wear your flip-flops. Oh my gosh. Flip-flops are a podiatrist's nightmare. They say that flip-flops are the worst thing that you can do for your feet. Here's a funny story. My son-in-law, I mean, he loved his flip-flops. And I remember when I was in Ohio, we were walking, and it was kind of hilly. Their backyard had this big hill, and he was wearing his flip-flops, and he slipped. I thought he twisted his knee up under him. Oh, my gosh. I was so worried about him. But I talked to my granddaughter. She was probably about 5 at the time. And I would laugh. I go, you need to hide your dad's flip-flops or just hide them so he doesn't wear them anymore because they're so bad for his feet. I think she did. I forget how that went, but I told her, go hide them. I mean, it just seemed to me that, I mean, he's this big top professional in his field. And at home, he just wears his flip-flops all the time. Outside, everything. And it just, oh. No, I mean, he's going to hurt his feet. So I know that even young people, they wear their flip-flops. But when I see a senior wearing their flip-flops, oh my gosh, no. That you got to get rid of those flip-flops. And that's all I will stop right there. So you got to watch where you walk and you must take your time. One slip can happen in a nanosecond, but it can take months for you to heal. And a lot of injuries occur because we're not all stretched out. So I recommend that if you are not on a stretching program, that you begin stretching. Stretch in the morning or find a time that you're always going to stretch. Lay out a blanket. You're a nomad. Don't worry about it. If you're shy getting out there and stretching, it will go away. I guarantee it. It will go away. The main thing is to stretch. Now, how are you going to stretch if you haven't been a long time? You're going to go slow. Do not. If you feel pain, they say no pain, no gain. And that's BS. You do not want. I have a waterproof with fleece on the top blanket that I lay outside on the grass. And I do my stretching out there. In fact, I do my full exercising program outside in front of the whole world, like at parks and things like that. At first, it was kind of funny to do that. But now, yeah, I just need to get my stretching in. And that's what I want to do. You can go just a little bit further. Now, do not go too much further, but to pull a muscle. What you're trying to do is get in shape, not injure yourself. So make sure you go very, very slow. And here's the key. You'll notice within 3 or 4 days that it will come. Here's something I don't recommend. I don't recommend stretching your back backwards. Do not do that. Stretch down to touch your toes. Do the best you can. Just let your body hang. But don't be putting your head back because that could hurt your neck. Which comes to another aspect of sleeping. You're sleeping. What are you sleeping on? Is it comfortable? Is it large enough for you? Or do you have this little bed you want to do a build out in your minivan or your van, but you wanted a lot more space, but you compromised on your bed? Yikes. No. You know what can happen is it can hurt your back. And it can hurt your neck. Oh, yeah. I've seen many seniors or nomads walking around. And this just past year with sore, they got a pulled muscle in their neck. I've had a pulled muscle before years ago. I had pulled a nerve or some muscle. Or I had a knot in the muscle in my neck. talk about. That was misery, pure misery. I hated it. So make sure that your bedding is comfortable for you. Take the time to lay in your bed and just listen to your body. What is your body telling you? Is it comfortable? When you wake up in the morning, what is your body telling you? It will tell you what's going on. If there's anything sore, start looking at your body mechanics while you're laying down in bed, because you need to have enough room to sleep. And you need to have enough room to sleep comfortably. I've seen some buildouts, and I've watched on YouTube some of the buildouts. I mean, I'm like, I would never be able to sleep on that. It's way too thin. It's way too narrow. So what I do is, I'll just briefly tell you what I do. I actually, on my floor of my minivan, because I have this large area here, I actually roll out the sleeping bag. And I can go side to side. I'm a side sleeper, so I can go side to side. And I can put my pillows out for my knees. Because I need pillows for when we become seniors, knee. And even younger people should too. I like to have a pillow under my top so that my hip is sort of straight. But right now I'm just doing the basics of reminders for how nomads can stay healthy. We're outside. We just have different circumstances than other people living in a house. We don't have as much space. Make sure you're eating properly for good health. Now, another thing is eating. And I think you know, I mean, you know what's good eating. If you're an adult, you know what's good to eat. So just lean towards the healthy aspect of it. And because we're nomads, sometimes, well, we don't have, most of us don't have, especially if we're in a minivan or SUV, we don't have sinks and kitchens. So make sure that you're outside and you're washing your dishes properly, because you don't want to get food poisoning. And now I'm going to just take a quick break. I'll be right back. Because I have yet to obtain any sponsors on my podcast, I have decided to sponsor myself, Minivan Lee. So I want to let you know that I also have a website, minivan-lee.com. You will find my blog post about minivan life and nomad life. There's a contact form on my website, so you can email me. That way you can ask me questions and tell me about yourself. Many of you already do that, and I love it. I know many of you are getting ready to fly free in your vehicle. Some of you just enjoy living vicariously through me in my adventures. But just so you know, there is minivan-lee.com to explore. Okay, now back to the show. I'm back. Yay. It's Minivan Lee here. Okay, my last point for perfect health. Well, perfect. That might be stretching it, but why not? I'm in perfect health. I tell myself I am in perfect health. My body responds to my brain, because my brain is the general of this whole shebang here. I'm the sergeant. I'm the captain. And my body is just a mere corporal, and it does whatever I tell it to do. We'll do another episode about that. Oh, you bet. Drink water. Drink water, water, water. Actually, you can drink too much water. That will kill you. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm telling you to drink water, and then I tell you this story. But it's an interesting story, so hold on. Way back, I remember when I was in Tucson, they had these radio programs, and they would do, they would have events in the morning. It was in a morning event, and they were having this, they were going to give away something, probably something lame, but they were going to give a prize away to the person who could drink the most water. It was horrible. This lady, I guess what happened was, well, she died. I guess she said right before she died, she goes, "I don't feel very good." And literally then she just collapsed and she died. And what it did was all of her electrolytes and everything just went haywire, went totally off balance, and her heart stopped beating. So you can drink too much water. But I don't know too many of us that could actually drink too much water. Here's what I'm going to recommend to all nomads and when you get up, before you have your coffee, anybody living in a house, anybody who's listening, before you have your tea. Now, I know that I drink 32 ounces because I have, you need to drink at least 32 ounces of water, a water bottle. And it actually has it on. So in the morning, I drink 32 ounces of water. So what is that going to do for you? Well, basically, it's going to jumpstart your liver and your kidneys. All those toxins that are in your body, they need to get out. It is going to jumpstart your whole body. And you certainly don't want those toxins to be coming out of your pores. That would be, wouldn't that be awful if our skin just started oozing out toxins? No. How do those toxins need to get out of our body? Well, we need to poop them out. Oh, yeah. Did I just say poop? Yes, I did. I certainly did. We need to poop them out. Yes. And that water is going to jumpstart your liver, and it's going to start getting it stimulated to start flushing out. And it's also going to flush out your kidneys. Very important. So it's imperative that I drink water. Another thing for you fellas, I think fellas are a little bit more susceptible to this. Kidney stones. And I hear they're excruciatingly painful. So you don't want to get kidney stones. You need to drink a lot of water. And I feel so great every day by drinking water first thing after getting dressed each morning. And by the time I drink my coffee, I'm ready for a good bathroom visit. Yes. Sometimes I do forget to drink, but, you know, then my bladder and my kidneys do suffer. So I want to be in the best health possible, and I also want to enjoy the nomad life. It's imperative that I drink water. The nomad life is so fun in that position. Now, much of this advice on staying healthy in the nomad life is just common sense, and it's intuitive. It's even obvious. This means we don't have a mommy and a daddy to tell us what is most obvious. And I'm not your parent. You're not my parent. We don't have parents. A lot of us don't have our parents anymore. And even if we did, we don't let them really tell us what to do. So I'm going to suggest that you become your own parent. I'm going to suggest that you become your best caregiver. Pretend, act as if, and live your life as if you are your own caregiver. And you are actually getting paid. Without our good health, we have nothing. Our time as a nomad is cut short without a good working body. Keep yours tuned up and ready for action. Hello, nomad life. Goodbye, pain. Goodbye, suffering. Now, here's another thing that I've heard people say. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to eat what I want to eat, and I'm going to do what I want to do because, I mean, after all, I'm going to die someday. I want to have fun. Well, here's reality, and I think most of us know it, but we want to deny it. When we get ill or we have developed a disease, we don't die right away. We suffer for years. Sometimes we linger in pain. We linger in suffering. If we're in the nomad life and you want to get going and travel and become a nomad, or you already are a nomad, or you just want to stay home and just live vicariously by listening to other nomads and what they do, you still want to be healthy. You don't want to be in pain. So let's all be healthy. Let's be vigilant. And what I'm saying is stop, look, and listen before we just lunge forward in our lives outside. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, this Nomad Life by Minnie Van Lee. See ya. Remember to go to youtube.com and search for Minnie Van Lee if you haven't already. Please subscribe and check out the video descriptions for all the links inside there. There are some free trials from Amazon, for audible.com, for Amazon Prime. And this all helps. I also want you to go to minnievanlee.com and check out everything on there. Blogs, videos. Thank you for watching this Nomad Life. See you next time.